Work-related deaths have increased here by nearly 50% over a decade, shows the scale of this problem. But that shocking, sad and shameful statistic in itself is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the chaos and carnage caused by drugs in our communities. It's also indicative of the executive's failure to get a handle on a spiralling situation, whether through timely access to support services or proper deterrence within the justice system. Too many lives have been cut short, families shattered, children left without parents, parents left grieving for sons and daughters, and communities carrying pain that often goes unseen. This motion recognises that addiction is a complex public health issue. It's an issue wrapped up in trauma, poverty, mental illnesses, circumstances that can and often do leave people vulnerable to substance misuse and dependency in the first place. We need coordinated action across government from every department because addiction doesn't fit neatly into one departmental box. But while addiction does require compassion and treatment, there must also be accountability for those who profit from misery. Across communities, families are living with the devastation caused by drugs. Those who sell these illegal substances often exploit vulnerability. They target those already struggling. They fuel dependency and they poison communities. The call for Jasmine's Law has emerged from personal tragedy and from the determination of one family, or one woman, Pauline Duddy, to ensure that no other family endures the same loss and pain. Pauline is a formidable and ferocious campaigner. She's here in the public gallery this afternoon, and she's shown extraordinary courage in turning personal grief into public advocacy following the loss of her daughter Jasmine in 2023. Pauline has given a voice to families who often feel voiceless in the face of such huge loss. And her campaign is a stark reminder that what we discuss here today are real lives, real tragedies, and the need for real action. Sentencing must do more than simply process offenders. It must protect the public and hold its confidence. It must also act as a real deterrent. When sentences are reported, the reaction from the public is usually one of anger and disbelief, with many feeling that serious drug-related crimes have resulted in little more than a slap on the wrist. These death dealers poison communities. They exploit vulnerability. They sow addiction, destroy lives, and wreak devastation that filters across generations. Yet far too often, when those who do appear before the courts receive suspended sentences and often even are given anonymity orders. They then return to the same streets, the same communities that they've harmed, and that cycle continues. Today is about ensuring that death dealers are dealt sentences and punishment which truly reflects the harm that they cause. And it's not about punishment for punishment's sake. It's about deterrence. It's about protection. And it's about sending a clear message that those who profit from addiction and misery will face consequences proportionate to the damage they inflict. I call on the Justice Minister to take this into consideration and to include Jasmine's Law within the Criminal Justice Sentencing Bill. The amendment, which rightly highlights the role of paramilitary organisations and crime gangs and what they do in the drug trade, but sadly we won't be supporting it as we feel the weight for a sentencing council would significantly prolong the process of securing deterrence. The Lady Chief Justice has outlined similar concerns, I believe, but we can't afford to delay action on this issue. There's no single solution to a crisis of this scale. It requires a full government response. This starts with tougher sentencing practices, which recognises the suffering caused by drug dealers. It means access to timely support, delivering recovery programmes and appropriate housing placements that will help rebuild lives and rebuild communities. For the sake of those we've lost, for the families still grieving, for the communities still living with this harm, the executive must act.